Oh my God, I love this music. This is my generation, not. All right, Robert Baer, this is, you know, the name of this tune.
The way I feel right now, it's the man in the box.
Is it the man in the box? Just got the okay from Wayman the engineer. Okay, Stan Katzer, Talk Radio 79 KABC, name of the show, So What's Your Problem? We've been blessed with two really amazing attorneys. So proud to have them. The very talented Sibel. I just love the name, so I'm going to say Sibel Grebe, and that's G-R-E-B-E. GrebeProbateLaw.com, and it's also estate planning, trust, wills, and probate. And that's the way to get a hold of her. And also Robert Baer, business law, personal injury, and family law, and he is BaerLaw.com. All the bare facts and blah, blah, blah. BARElaw.com, BARElaw.com. Okay, it appears that we have Don on the phone. Hello, Don. How are you? Don, are you with us? So what have you been drinking? What's going on?
Go ahead. Yeah, I have the opportunity as a business deal to get involved with the sober living development here. So
sober living. Okay.
Does everybody know what that is, or...?
Yeah. I do.
It means you're not drinking anymore.
Yeah.
Or taking drugs.
I'm going to be an owner. You know, wondering.
You want to be an owner of a, okay. I think we'll get
in the management and ownership.
Right. So what are your questions for Robert Baer?
Well, the first question would be, I heard that you could do it as a profit versus a nonprofit. And I was wondering what the difference is, what the advantages are.
Right. So
doing it one way or the other.
So the primary difference between those two are the tax implications and then the reporting requirements and oversight requirements of the government. So if you're creating it as a nonprofit entity, the federal government in particular will require you to register it as a nonprofit organization, and then they keep sort of track on how you're handling your finances, and then they want to make sure it actually is a nonprofit, so nobody's getting paid. It's not so much, it's more of a philosophical question really for you. I mean, you're saying profit versus nonprofit. Well, are you hoping to make money through this venture, or are you doing as a sort of a charitable service?
You can make money the way I perceive it, either making direct profit or bringing in a salary for managing it.
That's correct. If it's a nonprofit, you can still earn a salary for work that you do, but that's different than the profit that you would receive as an owner. So if you expect to have a day-to-day role in the operation of the business, then sure, you could do it as a nonprofit, and the only money that you would make would be your salary. But then if you think you're going to have a hands-off and just hire people to work there, then you probably want to go the profit-based route, because you'll be the owner and you'll be expecting to make money from whatever revenue comes in from the work that other people are doing.
Well, is there a difference? See, there's a structure there, which we would be owner of and charging rent and managing it. I don't know what might be the advantages. We can make profit as charging whatever rent we want, I guess, right?
Well, sure,
and
but
charging it to the company, as long as it's a reasonable number.
Now, which company are you talking about?
Sober Living.
Wait, so you mean a company that you would create?
Yeah, we would create. Nothing's been created yet, but we'd have ownership of the building and using the building as a sober living entity.
Okay. Are you theorizing, or are you saying you actually currently own the building?
Well, we're
he's theorizing.
We're negotiating right now.
We're negotiating right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make this really easy for you, Don.
Who is you?
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. You know what? How are you going to be in sober living? It sounds like you drank half a quart of vodka already. All right. Seriously, Don, no kidding. He's going to give you a free consultation. Are you?
Yeah, he does.
Robert does that. Yes, he's a good guy. BaerLaw.com, BARElaw.com. Go there, give him a call, and he'll give you a little bit of advice, because it sounds like you definitely need it.
Yeah, it's a
you're a little confused.
I don't know very much about it.
Right. Well, I think the other thing,
getting involved in something like that.
You mentioned government subsidies. Definitely. I agree. You know, I heard what Robert said. You can be a nonprofit and still take salaries out of the business, which is what happens. Sibel, anything to add to this? Or
I just happen to know from friends that are involved in that. I can't really answer the question, but they are very pleased with the money they're making. So I don't know if they do it through none. Yeah. And it's actually it's quite expensive to put your son or daughter in a place like that for the months. It, depending right. on the West Side, it runs as much as 7,000 plus.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good idea to get involved in that if.
Yeah.
If you want to.
And there is a delineation between sober living and a rehab center.
Yes.
Because a rehab is very expensive. Sober living is just, you know, stay there and don't get high and don't drink. All right. So listen.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, go.
What is it, Sybil or Sybil?
Sybil.
It's Sybil.
Like Isabel without the is.
7,000 a month.
No, that's not.
That's not sober living. That's
more rehab.
That's more rehab, I would think. Right?
No.
Oh, sober living?
It was living and sober living, basically sleeping there and eating there and being very little supervised, yes.
Did they have any counselors
there? That was in Brentwood.
Were there any counselors there?
I think there was one counselor in the place, yeah.
Hey, you see, all right, get a hold of Robert, and he'll tell you how to set this up.
Yeah.
And don't forget, stick with the Grey Goose. All right, thanks a lot, Don. All right,
okay.
We're moving on. But seriously, get a hold of Robert, and keep listening to the show. We appreciate it. So you help people set up businesses, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Licensing and all that?
We in corporate creation,
incorporating.
Or contracts, hiring employers, and vendor stuff. Relationships, yeah.
Okay, let me ask Sybil. Tell me a little bit, because this is intriguing. I know our listeners would like to hear this. So people actually set up trusts for their pets?
Well, actually, people...
Or is that like a mistress?
You can set up a separate pet trust, but most people, when I meet with a couple, there's always the question, do you have pets? And many people...
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And many people like their pets quite a bit. Sometimes more than children.
My ex-wife? Oh, my God.
I hear, right? And so we will talk about what should happen if one of you dies and the other is incapacitated. So,
wow.
And you have the pet in your place. Who should take care of that pet? How much money should be set aside to take care of the pet? And what if you have to go in a facility, in a nursing home? In your healthcare power, you may want to write in there, too, that you want to only for your agent, your power of attorney, to pick a place that allows for you and your pet to stay there.
Wow, okay.
So we make some very fancy kind of plans, depending on how important that is to the client.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And, you know, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. It's not extreme like where somebody's leaving $50,000 to their cat, which does happen also, doesn't it?
Well, that's when you die.
Yeah,
so there are
I understand.
Two places
right.
where you talk about it. If you're incapacitated and when you die. And many of my clients leave quite a nice chunk of money to take care of the pet, depending how old the pet is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, understood. Yeah. There's a difference between a 2-year-old puppy and a 9-year-old dog.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me ask Robert a question. Robert, you business law, personal injury, family law. Just throw something out. Crazy case. That's a crazy case you've had.
You know, probably the craziest case that I was ever involved with actually doesn't involve any of those areas. It's a criminal law case, but it's just I get a lot of questions about, well, what's this crazy thing you had to deal with? I had a crazy cat client. And it was a client who got in trouble with the county of Orange because the animal control people went out there and they found 100 cats in her house. And then
cat lady, yeah.
Yeah, so crazy cat lady. She ends up getting arrested for that charge. We ended up getting her a really good plea deal. She only had probation. It was really she didn't have to do any jail time or anything. But the one restriction on her was that you have to get rid of most of these cats. And the deal we worked out, she could still have 5 cats, but she couldn't have 100 cats. Well, we get a call from her about a month after the plea deal had been effectuated, and she's telling me, "Hey, the police are here. I'm hiding in a bush outside of this mobile home that I've been renting, and I think they're going to find out. They're going to find all the cats."
Oh my God!
The one rule is you can't have more than 5 cats. And
she had 100
cats, and then she was told to just stop having these cats. She ended up not listening to that and then called us in desperation while hiding, while the police were basically raiding her house to find the next 100 cats that she would have. So
did she go to jail?
No, she happened miraculously.
Oh, she escaped.
Yes, escaped okay. That too. So the stay away from crazy cat clients. Well, it turns out that Sibel, no crazy cat clients. That's
okay, no, that's I don't have any crazy cat clients.
She probably has crazy clients, but anyway, we're up against the break. We're flying by here. Segment 2, Stan Katzer, Talk Radio 7 KABC with the very talented estate attorney, Wills. Trust and Probate, Sibel Grebe, and she is GrebeProbateLaw.com, GREBE. Couldn't be easier. And the terrific, great guy, we're having a lot of fun with Robert. Robert Bare, BareLaw.com, BareLaw.com, BareLaw.com. Could it be any easier? Go to the bathroom, go with Don, have some vodka, come back.